Hello, I'm Cheryl Irwin. I wish I had a dollar for every time a teenager has sat in my office and told me some variation of, just wait until I'm 18. I'll be an adult then and I can move out and do whatever I want. And according to the law of the land, kids are indeed adults at the age of 18. They can sign a contract, lease an apartment, join the military, get married, the whole deal. And while most 18-year-olds recognize that they aren't really ready to live a fully adult life, money is an issue, as well as the reality that most 18-year-olds are still in high school. Some do, in fact, head out on their own, with mixed consequences. Are teens really adults at the age of 18? Well, the neuroscience is pretty clear. No, they're not. This isn't about intelligence, talent, or skills, by the way. It's a simple reality of human brain development. A child's brain begins some pretty impressive changes just about the time puberty hits. Turns out that all those old grandma jokes about hormones are mostly true. Things grow and shift, and like the local roads during the summer construction season, there are numerous detours. Adolescent brains process emotions and problem-solving through the midbrain, the fight-or-flight system, because the prefrontal cortex is under construction, which is why teens can sometimes be impulsive and struggle to manage their emotions. They also may not be good at making decisions rationally, especially when they're trying to do so quickly. Their sleep cycles change. No matter how much you may want your teen to go to bed at 9, chances are good that he can't fall asleep until much later than that and will struggle to crawl out of bed in time for 7 o'clock classes, which should be illegal, in my humble opinion. No teen is ready for honors physics at 7 o'clock in the morning, and most shouldn't be behind the wheel at that hour. In addition, the adolescent brain is more susceptible to addiction. Substances have a stronger, more lasting effect on a teenage brain, which is why parents need to have solid communication with their teens. Kids often experiment, but they need boundaries and parents who are willing to take a stand and follow through with dignity and respect. Why are teen brains so different anyway? Well, one reason is that signals travel more slowly in the prefrontal cortex of the adolescent brain because it's not fully insulated by myelin yet. That process isn't completed until the age of 25, and some experts believe it's even later than that. Insight, empathy, and problem-solving all happen in the prefrontal cortex, and our 18-year-old adults don't yet have fully mature adult abilities. Most of the teenagers I share this with find it helpful and fascinating, by the way, because they don't always understand why they react the way they do. What does it mean if you're the parent of an almost 18-year-old adult? It means you need to take the time to understand your own teen's capabilities and limitations. This has nothing to do with whether he's good or bad. It's just about gauging maturity. For most teens, there's an 8-year gap between legal adulthood and real maturity. And our job as parents and teachers is to help kids bridge this gap. Remember, discipline means teaching, not punishment. What does your teen need to learn? Where is he mature and wise, and where does he need support? The better the two of you understand this, the better able you'll be able to work together during these challenging years. For KUNR, this is Cheryl Irwin.